There's a lot of things in this old world that just do not make sense. Like why there's so few believers on the firing line, while so many others sit the fence. But if you want to know where the Word of God stands, and believe it wants to use your feet and hands, it's time to take your faith out of the seats and into the streets, and come along with me. If you only look, then you will see on WCN TV.
Excuse me, folks. I got to do this. Ray, wake up. I could see you before you turned your camera off. I see you're sleeping.
I'm not sleeping. I'm driving.
Okay. Well, you had your eyes closed. It looked like you were zoned out. Wake up.
I feel like I am sometimes.
It's time. Okay.
That's great. Good. Yeah. It's going to be a good show.
Yep. Well, welcome, everybody. Ray and Betty and Harry and Bruce and everybody else that I'm missing here. This is WCN TV. We are live where anything can happen, and it usually does. This is Tuesday, February 11th, 2025. Before we get rolling today, if you're watching on Rumble or another platform, I would like to encourage you to like, subscribe, and share today's program. It really helps us out, and it only takes a few seconds. So do me a favor and hit that like button for me. And if you're watching live on WCNTV.net, please be a part of the show with us today by clicking the red button that says Join the Studio Audience. Then if you like, you can ask questions, make comments, and be part of our discussion. You don't have to talk if you don't want to, but at least if you hit that button, you will have that option. We're getting closer to this year's ministry conference coming up April 4th and 5th. It'll be here before you know it, and I hope you plan now to join us in person, because this is going to be by far the best event we've ever put together. Yep, Jonathan is scrolling our poster there. Our theme is Revival and Reverence, Returning to God. And our speakers this year include Pastor Art Pulowski from Canada, Dr. Ted Brower from Florida, Pastor Matt Truella, Scott Shera, and Don Wolf from Wisconsin, Pastor Butch Paw from West Virginia, and Coach Dave and Dr. Mike from Ohio. You have seen all of them here on WCN TV, and this is your chance to meet them all in person. And trust me, folks, you don't want to miss this one. We also have just a short video I'd like to share with you, and I hope that once we do, we'll put it in the show notes and you can share it with others as well. So let's take a look right now.
Good courage, be not afraid and be not dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with you everywhere you go, every place you put your foot. It's yours, baby, as an inheritance.
We are meant to have the fire from heaven upon us. We will blaze with your glory, Lord.
We are to be the light in the darkness. We are to be the head, never again the tail. We are to push forward and win what God wants us to win.
When we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we change, okay? And we become the righteousness of God through Christ.
We are to look at the passage in light of the whole of God's Word. Scripture interprets Scripture.
You are the living body of Christ on this earth if you're part of His church. we were made for a time such as this. I mean, when I look back at our history and what gifts God gave me and all the things that he lined up ahead of time, I mean, how can you turn it down?
All of us are called. Everybody is getting a phone call. Ring! God on the line.
The Wisconsin Christian News Ministry Conference, April 4th and 5th. With music ministry led by national recording artist Leighton Howerton. Oh. Come home to God at the Wisconsin Christian News Ministry Conference. The conference will be held at the Hilton Garden Inn Hotel and Convention Center, 15401 County Road, NN, Wausau, Wisconsin. Purchase your tickets today at CoachDaveLive.com/events. That's CoachDaveLive.com/events. You can also call 715-486-8066 for more information. See you at the conference. God bless you.
Okay, so there are also some great discounts for families with our early bird special on this. Families of up to 10 people can come for just $250 total. But to get that deal, you need to book your tickets before March 4th. Regular tickets are still just $69 each. And lastly, there are some great discounts on lodging that our hotel venue is offering, but those rooms are limited, so I would advise you to book early. You can get all your information, tickets, and registration at CoachDaveLive.com/events. So today we have Celeste Solem as our guest. The last time Celeste was on the program with us was September 9th of 2020, and it's been too long. For those who don't know, Celeste is a renowned researcher, author, and scientific photojournalist. She's dedicated her life to uncovering the deep changes our world is undergoing, documenting the shift from its natural divine design to an artificial synthetic version controlled by hidden powers. Celeste has a diverse background spanning the medical field, government, and military sectors, and her career has included significant roles in emergency management, FEMA, and the Department of Homeland Security, so she knows what she's talking about. Her work involves both biblical prophecy and scientific investigation, and you'll see that many of today's greatest challenges are embedded within the scriptures, waiting to be discovered by those with the wisdom to seek and understand them. So we have a lot to share with you today, so on with the show. Celeste, welcome back to WCN-TV after, what, almost, well, 4 years. And thanks for being here.
Well, it's an honor to be here.
Thank you. As I said, we have a lot on our plate today, but if it's okay with you, I'd like to start with the topic of artificial intelligence, or AI, because there are some very concerning things involved with this. I think I've alluded to in previous shows, but few people really understand it, including me. So I'm going to learn along with the audience today. I understand you're currently doing an 18-part webinar on this called War and Blasphemy Operational Now. 18 parts is pretty in-depth, I would say, but let's start by telling us what you mean by war and blasphemy.
So basically, I think almost everybody, or you should have realized since 2020, that there was this invisible war of it trying to invade our bodies and trying, like the old, is it a movie, Invasion of the Body Snatchers? Kind of like that. That especially, I mean, they want to take control of our body, but more importantly, they want to take control of our brain and our soul. And I have been at many military conferences where they boldly marched up and down, especially Dr. James Giordano, and said that he had the technology to capture the soul. And I didn't believe him at first. I tucked it under my hat. I didn't discount it. It wasn't ready for me to deep dive. And then about 3 years ago or so, it was time. The Holy Spirit said it's time. And so I started to research, and actually there is biblical precedent for stealing the soul in Ezekiel 13. And but the good news is that you might get captured inadvertently because you might do something wrong, which we all mess up every once in a while. But then at the end, the Lord Jesus redeems us and rescues us. So that's the good news. And that you can, the technology that we're going to talk about today might be frightening to you, but you have the power through the blood of Jesus, through prayer, to extricate this technology from your body. It is amazing. It's just, let me give you an example. Like when I go out in my organic gardens and I dig in the dirt, I come in and I'm dirty. Quite frankly, I have to go take a shower. And when we come into contact with these types of entities and the things that we're going to talk about today, we get kind of dirty, spiritually dirty, and we need to be washed by the blood of Jesus with the word of God. We have to have our armor up, and then we're fine.
So when did this war begin? And I guess I need you to go into a little more detail about what it actually is.
Okay, so back in 1975, there was a group of policymakers, very well healed, that met at Asilomar, California, which is kind of near San Francisco-ish, more Monterey. And they just made the decision to genetically modify all life on planet Earth. Like you're talking every man, woman, child, every animal, every plant, every microbe. Most of us were unaware of it. There was only one media presence that reported on it, and that was Rolling Stone magazine. And they really dressed Congress down. They put "you idiots" on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine. And they were the only ones that were talking about this recombination type of genetic manipulation that was going on. And then it just progressed. You know, in the 1990s, we were all introduced to genetic modified foods, which basically was injecting, let's say you've got a tomato, and let's say we were injecting insect into it or mice into it. Then about 3 years ago, we had synthetic biology, where they're actually taking and constructing the DNA from, like, COVID, for instance, was seven different animals, seven different viruses, if you believe in virus theory, seven surprises and a payload. And it had different, almost magical qualities to it because it contained graphene. Very interesting with graphene. Graphene, up until a year ago, from 2023 on back, was considered magical. And it does have magical qualities. Last year, they started to call it a wonder. And that really plays into biblical prophecy, as they're trying to, the Antichrist system, the beast system, is getting set up. And graphene is going from magical. They don't want that word anymore, but now it's wondrous. And it's supposedly a good for mankind. So that's kind of, it's a blasphemy against God, because what it does is it takes the original design, and then you are changed through the food that you eat, the air, the water that you're drinking right now. And if you take any over-the-counter medications or prescription, you are changed into a biohybrid. And then with the frequency, the last stage is to hollow you out, gut you like a fish, cavitate you. It's a process called cavitation, to make you a shell to be embodied by different disembodied spirits and demons and such. So that's the last stage. And we are midway, and AI is going to play a critical role in this right now, of opening the door. As a matter of fact, since the second day after the inauguration, the stargates have opened, the portals. There were stargates and portals that opened before. My webinar is about something called the Bentov gateway experience that was from the 1980s. It was a CIA program. In 2003, it was declassified, and it talks about liberating your consciousness from your body. So literally taking your consciousness out of your body so that you can engage with other entities and other dimensions. And so that was the premise of his work. And now when President Trump knowingly or unknowingly, I don't know, mentioned like the tech titans and the three people that were, he was going to do this public-private partnership with for AI. And he mentioned Stargate, and I just froze, because basically what that project is, and those three gentlemen that were going to slap $500 billion to the United States government, are preparing the infrastructure to implement the Benthoff experience, gateway experience, and to liberate all of us from our bodies. And that's not the way that God intended it. And so it is something that we need to be in prayer without ceasing. We do need to extricate this. We do need to be aware of it, because it is so covert that you might not even realize that it is happening. People are unaware that there is such technology that even exists. And there are even some, let's say, some doctors that are out there that are engaged in promoting this Benthoff experience.
Well, yeah, you mentioned the second day after the inauguration. I was pretty pretty excited at seeing the positive things that Trump was doing. And then his first press conference, he came out and started talking about AI. And things kind of went downhill from there. I mean, he started talking about using it primarily for healthcare and with developing personalized vaccines for people before they even develop a disease or an illness, they could create a vaccine personalized to them. And these are DNA altering vaccines. Yep. He's talking about. So do you think he really understands what he's getting involved with here? Or is he just thinking this is great new technology and he wants us to be in first place in the planet?
Well, he said he wants us to be have the world's AI dominance. So he wants to be number one in the world with AI.
Yeah, but I don't think he knows what it is.
No.
And I think the people that do know what it is are purposely keeping it from him.
Yes.
So, I mean, nobody in their right mind would, you know, purposely pursue this. So it's really creepy, isn't it?
Well, if you there's a lot of information about how dangerous the COVID vaccines were. This Benthoff experience introduces holographic and other artificial things into the vaccine that are interdimensional. So if you think that the COVID vaccine, these new ones that are being developed by AI, are extremely dangerous, because our body doesn't even have the ability to understand. It's going to basically throw you in to a state of chaos. And so as I'm studying this, basically what's happening is there's a war to be creator God. And so they're throwing us back to the time when there was chaos, and then God with his word structured everything, and there was creation. And so that right now everything is being broken down to its elemental, atomic, and molecular form, and then being re-engineered into a satanic digital twin. And I can give you an example of how powerful this is. So in my research, I go where other people don't go, and they probably shouldn't go. So I would never try the Oculus glasses. But 2 weeks ago, I was sitting at my laptop, and I heard about that they were going to generate these different worlds. This is much like the metaverse that we're hearing a lot about. And I've covered that a little bit with the Pokemon metaverse and that type of thing. But here I am just looking at my laptop, and I go to this website that is talking about generating worlds. And so there was a static picture, and then it was like a video next to it, and it took you into this world, and it was 3D, and I'm like, how did they even do this? Because it was 3D. I was inside this world, but all of a sudden I felt my life force being sucked into it. Ooh. I mean, this was like terrifying, because I literally felt my energy going into my computer. Well, then a very shocking thing happened. Like, so about 15, 20 seconds in, a display came up and it said, I want access to all of your computer sensors. Do you accept or decline? And I knew that if I accepted this, it would have access to every single email, my political affiliations, my spiritual affiliations, all my family pictures, and that this world that they had just given me a taste of would be totally customized to me. And early on with the research that I've been doing on AI and transhumanism, I knew that they had the power to it's more addicting than heroin and fentanyl. So if you put those Oculus glasses on, or if I would have pressed accept, I would not have been able to get out of that world. I would have been trapped into, I don't even know what dimension it would be, some artificial construct out there. So of course I pressed decline, and instantly it just stopped, and literally it threw me back. I mean, it was like I had been hit by some force, and it literally threw me out and basically said, no, you're not going to have access, which was just fine with me. But that is how powerful this technology is.
So don't give the website, but was you're saying this was a website that you went to and mm-hmm. this happened?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So it's openly available to anyone.
Yes.
Okay.
And this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning of this.
Huh. Yeah. Kids are going to go crazy over this.
Yeah.
So not good. So what role is the UN playing in all this? We know they're involved in particularly UNESCO, which stands for the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization. How is the UN tied in?
So just on the, I think it was the 3rd or the 4th of February, they declared 2025 the International Year of Artificial Intelligence. In the military and government circles that I used to run in and still research, the goal to transform the original design to at least the biohybrid, if not the shell, or depopulation, if you will, was 2025. And I do believe that we have entered it. I have confirmation of that from other people that are Christians. I interviewed somebody yesterday, and I had no idea what he was going to present. And it was all about the same topic that I was covering on quantum computing and the opening of the seals of the Book of Revelation. So it was pretty interesting. It had an interesting discussion.
Hmm. And how does this tie it into scripture for us, if you would?
So in the book of Daniel, there will be someone that speaks against the Most High, and he seeks, it depends which translation you go with. Of course, I go to the ancient ones, the Hebrew, the Aramaic. that type, you know, but I also look at the English that seeks to change the times, it may say seasons and laws. And what we're looking at, we think, oh, the laws of God, yes, but we don't, we think, oh, you know, maybe the commandments, like the Ten Commandments or something. But this is literally, and this is what I've been studying for 5 years now since 2020. I got some intel, and it's literally the laws of physics, the laws of chemistry, the laws of biology, all the laws right now are being manipulated and changed and altered through different things that I would say dark technology, probably fallen angel technology, evil technology. There is a lot of witchcraft involved in it. So that's one place in scripture.
Yeah, it seems like we're getting back to Genesis 6 days where every thought of every man was always evil all the time. Yes. And it looks like that's where they're trying to direct us to. Before we move on, anyone in our audience have any questions for Celeste? Ray, come on in.
Okay.
Let me Ray and then Glenn.
Okay. Talking about that, what black matter and that black goo, what do you know about that black goo stuff? Is that something in that realm too?
So the black goo is what they based hydrogel on and quantum dot, more hydrogel. Quantum dot is a little more refined, a lot more colorful, but basically that was the basis for the hydrogel. So they just imitated it. It was like a synthetic form of black goo, if you will.
Okay, Glenn?
Yeah, thank you for being here, Celeste, to share your insights on these things. Is there any way to protect ourselves from the effects of the GMO and how this is interrelated with AI? And how do we insulate ourselves? Prayer, I realize, I get that. Any other suggestions?
So what I do is I have air filters. I have water filtration. I grow my own food. I don't buy commercial. In 2021, the World Economic Forum said that they would put the vaccine platforms in every single commercial food that you bought. It didn't matter if it was organic or not. It was going to be. And in December of 2021, they said that that had been accomplished. So I grow my own food. I am very aggressive with prayer. I really highly recommend Dan Duvall's Prayers That Shake Heaven and Earth. He used to design synthetic biology, and he has some prayers in there that specifically not only address the technology, but the entities and forces of darkness that are behind it, and cast it out in the name of Jesus. So they're very powerful prayers. If you know anything about deliverance, if you don't name that demon and say in the name of Jesus, get out, then that demon might just go hide under another name or another bush, if you will, only inside of your body. So it's, you know, some people are uncomfortable with some of the words because they don't understand what they mean. They're just scientific and technical, like the Matrix and synthetic biology. It's just, they're just words that demons hide and forces hide behind, but it is very powerful. And, you know, it is kind of a liturgical prayer. You can customize it. You can add to it. If there's something that you really feel uncomfortable about, you can scratch that off the list, but you need to be very careful because that might be a force that has entered somehow and is trying to hide inside your body. So I would caution you that if you're feeling uncomfortable about it, that might not be the one to scratch, but it is up to you to customize it. The Holy Spirit will lead you of what's important. But I have found, because like I mentioned with the garden thing, that, you know, I have to go to dark places to bring you all the news. And so I need to constantly be in prayer and constantly wash myself with the blood of Jesus to keep clean. And so that's the best advice I can give to you.
Thank you, Celeste. Appreciate you.
Okay. Harry, come on in.
You know, this goes back almost to the beginning. We were talking about AI and, you know, this news conference that Trump had where he said he wanted to get involved with Target. And, you know, how can he possibly not understand when his right-hand man is as deeply involved as he is? So he has to understand what this is about. You know, am I reading something wrong?
I don't know. You know, one thing I learned, so I was in FEMA, you know, in the 90s, and then in 2000 after 9/11, and we got very compartmentalized. So the president probably is schooled in many different things, but maybe very little. And so he may be compartmentalized. And don't forget, there's also been this huge, massive change in administration. So we don't know where in the continuum between the old administration and the new administration. He had a lot on his plate. He has lofty goals, but there's only so much he can focus on at one time, even with his massive help that he has. So we don't know exactly, you know, but I'm suspicious because, of course, Elon Musk is building the infrastructure. They mentioned Stargate, the Bentov CIA, and other Stargate projects that have been declassified are being implemented. So there is this, it's an integrated weapon system, and we just have to understand that, whether the president understands that or not. We have to protect our own selves.
Absolutely. Betty has a comment for us.
Yes, I'm with you, and thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for being here. I appreciate you. But anyway, ever since Trump picked Elon, my antennas have gone, went up. You know, discernment's a big thing. He's part of the Department of Treasury now, which is crazy, and the Stargate stuff. So that's a portal thing.
Yes.
And now I've seen reels where he has had robots walking because he wants to reduce human population. And now we have pregnant robots that he wants to bring out, you know, and there's something wrong with this. And I can't understand why Trump can't see this. You know, is he so brainwashed, or is he so controlled even by Musk and their, you know, minions and whoever else? So there's something, people better be awake.
I think that they really do believe that the young people have the solutions. And that was one thing that we're going to talk about today. So on April 8th last year, during the solar eclipse, the United Nations took a vote to take over the world, that they finally made their coup d'etat. And so they took this vote. They kept silent about it. Nobody knew about it. Everybody was focused. The news was focused on the solar eclipse. Then on September 22nd, which was the fall equinox, at 8 o'clock in the morning, my time, Central Time, I got on my computer to cover it. I thought it would be a long, drawn-out discussion. There was a few minutes, a little flurry of activity for just like 3 minutes. Russia put in a thing saying that they did not want to agree to this. They were not for it because it interfered with their sovereignty and that they would not go for it. But the United States voted for it hook, line, and sinker. My concern has been the whole, there's 22 sweeping powers with that pact for the future. And President Trump has either endorsed certain parts of the pact for the future, or he has not made a comment on it. Meanwhile, as we're seeing every single day, parts of this pact for the future, including like the digital currency, which is in the digital compact, there was also, and I think this is important for all Christians to know, is there that day on September 22nd, there was a generational curse legally binding upon all generations. And we know how serious the Lord takes generational curses, but he's the one that's supposed to be cutting, you know, those that hate God. He cuts them off to the third or the fourth generation and has loving kindness to a thousand, for those that love him, to a thousand generations. But here is the UN declaring that they are God. And like by the next day, they said, we, the United Nations, now represent all the people of the earth. And here they do this generational curse. It is shocking. It is horrifying. And I believe that under this, the theatrics, if you will, of this administration change from Biden to Trump, that we are seeing the implementation in the United States of this Pact for the Future, and that what we're seeing with many different things, but especially the migration, illegal migration, I am looking at it from government and military eyes. And what I am seeing is that it is that they are preparing for a time of persecution, and they will be very well exercised if you do not go along with the technocratic society that they have envisioned for all of us, that we will be hunted down, and they will have practiced on the illegal migrants. And just the other day, I saw it was like less than maybe about 7 days ago, was the first time since the fusion centers that I really heard about the camps. The camps are coming back into the picture. And these will not, I don't believe, you know, President Trump is saying he's going to get rid of FEMA. So these camps, I believe, will be United Nations camps.
Hmm.
To persecute Christians.
Yeah, he really hasn't said much about the UN, has he?
Mm-mm.
So you're saying that the Pact for the Future is already in motion? It's already implemented?
It's being implemented day by day. You know, they take a little piece of it, and it's not covered in the news because there's so many other things to cover. But I am watching this slow implementation. And they want it done by 2025. They have always wanted it. I mean, since the military unveiling of transhumanism in 2018, they have always said that their goal was to have this thing wrapped up by 2025. And the United Nations also says that this is the year for artificial intelligence. It is the year that it will be, it wants to, they want artificial intelligence into all of our bodies, into our homes, running every single facet of our lives before the end of the year. So we're almost at March. That means that they are going to be moving very fast. And let me tell you, I'm covering the news on this, and I've got like three things today. And it's like, I'm not AI. I'm just like one woman following Jesus Christ. It's like, I don't even know how I'm going to be able to keep up to even cover the news to share it with people out there.
Hmm. Wow. So how long do you think it's going to be before we start seeing these things affecting us directly?
It just depends on your personal situation. I know that here in North Dakota, I went to the Capitol and I could not buy eggs. There's milk shortages. There's egg shortages. You can't buy vegetables to save your soul. that they love their meat, potatoes, and sugar. And pretty soon they're going to do away with all the meat, any meat. They're going to do away with the chickens first, then the beef. And so in 2019, the United Nations said that they wanted to sell food by the 1/1000th of a calorie. That's a kilocalorie. And people thought I was kind of a little bit touched in the head when I was announcing this. And I showed them the report, and they still, because food was so abundant in 2019, they had a hard time grasping it. DARPA, on the other hand, wants to sell food by the molecule. So it will look like food. I mean, it might look like a roll, but it has no nutrition in it. It has lots of these things that are really toxic to the human body. They're all synthetic, because the UN did put another mandate out that we can take nothing from nature. All of our food and anything is going to have to come from a laboratory or a manufacturing plant. So that's not the way that God set it up, you know. So this is war. This is war.
So what do we do, those of us who say we will not comply? What happens to us? I mean, what do we, how do we resist this?
So one, you have to, it's good to be in the Word and know what is the original design, what isn't. I think that's why the Lord had me growing, no matter where I was, even when I was with the agencies. I had my own garden. I had goats and chickens and all that. So I knew what was normal and what wasn't. Grow your own food. Try it inside. I'm having a dickens of a time this year, and I don't know. Well, I do know why, but and try growing it outside. It's going to be better. Will it be perfect? No, because there's stuff in our air, and there's bad stuff in our water. But it is going to be better than what you get at the grocery store. And prayer, like I mentioned, the book "Prayers That Shake Heaven and Earth," the Word. You know, say Psalm 91 over you and your family. Commit it to heart. And that know that no weapon formed against you will prosper, but we can't willingly embrace it and say and take it in. So we are going to actively, if something enters you, let's say I had this during COVID. What happens if a bunch of government thugs come, public health or whatever, and vaccinate me against my will? Well, you in your mind resisted and you were saying no. So you will not suffer the spiritual consequences. You may experience some of the physiological consequences, but not the spiritual. And the same way in the things that are coming down now, if we spiritually oppose it, and are, you know, very firm, and we're not just, well, you know, I'm just going to eat that, whatever it is or whatever, and not pray about it and rebuke it in the name of Jesus, then it's gained entrance into you. And we just have to be aware that we are just in a state of war, even though it doesn't look like it, we are.
I think you hit on something there. You really hit the nail on the head when you said spiritually oppose it. And I do think God is going to take care of his own, even through all of this.
Yes.
So, yeah. So, okay. So we need to move along here because we're kind of running short. This is going fast. This hour is going fast. Yeah. So anyway, let's move on to, I guess a lot of corruption and government secrets have been revealed recently. And we're still not hearing anything about chemtrails and all the stuff we're being sprayed with. You've talked about this being a fingerprintless crime. What do you mean by that?
So in the NASA Strategic Warfare 2025 document that was put out about 25 years ago, 30 years ago, although there is a new one for this year, so you might want to check it out. I will be doing a presentation on it. It talks about, I hope you all have heard about self-assembling technology, mm-hmm. that it goes into you, like for hydrogel. It starts out and then it gets in your body and it grows, and it's actually feeding and harvesting off of your moisture that God has given you as a blessing, and your nutrition. And then it grows, it crosses the blood-brain barrier, and it takes over your brain. So this new technology is programmable. So remember, this isn't a vial, this is my essential oil, but think of this as a vaccination for a that's all I've got, you know, an injection, you know, a little vial. And so doctors were looking at it and finding the graphene and all sorts of chemical warfare agents. There's African green monkey. There's gorilla feces. There's all sorts of stuff in those vaccines, plus all the adjuvants and stuff like that. So what they figured out is, okay, now we can program this to do its pathological mission, and then it disassembles into molecules. And once it's done, once it's delivered its payload or done its mission, then it just disassembles. And so there's nothing there. So that is a signatureless or a fingerprintless crime. There is no way that the perpetrators get away with it. And nobody will be able to find out who actually did this.
But what about the, you know, all the researchers and scientists who have analyzed those jabs and, you know, all the data that they came up with from that? Is that not proof?
So I'm talking about that's the old jabs. From this year on, the new jabs will be this pre-programmable. So what's in it will be there for until it achieves its mission or payload, and then it will disassemble. So there will be nothing for them to examine.
Hmm.
It will look just like water or whatever is in the vial.
So do you think it'll be a physical injection, or is this something that's dispersed like an aerosol?
That's a great question. So in the Athena agenda, there, I always, you know, hope that you go to the document. There is a great infographic that says that, you know, they're going to disperse the vaccines because they know not everybody is going to go get all these vaccines that they want to give us. So they're going to be in the air, the water, the food. They're in inhalers, they're in eye drops, they're on surfaces, like your cell phone could have a dispensing mechanism. There's many different ways now that they can get those vaccines into us.
Yeah, and like I said before the show, we had our checkerboard pattern in the sky today with the chemtrails again, and last summer, there were more than we could count going on for hours, and this is just in the middle of nowhere, Wisconsin. So they've got to be doing this worldwide. What are they spraying? You know, why are they spraying?
There's dangerous stuff. I think if we go to the free articles on my website, I think we might see, if you go down a little bit, down, the one in the middle next, yeah, that one, the 15th. So this is one of the ones. So it's got bacteria, viruses, prions, parasites, fungi, carcinogens, toxins, hormones, and regulators. There's binary weapons. They said as of this, NASA Strategic Warfare 2025 said that as of 2025, all of our vitamins will be binary weapons. What does that mean? A binary weapon is two or more chemicals that is meant to do harm. So that's what a binary weapon is. And that's been on the record for 30 years now. That this was the year that they were going to turn our... So yes, you'll be taking your vitamins that are good for you, but then they will have two or more chemicals that will harm you. And we all need to understand that. I have taken to learning to grow my own vitamins and medicine so that I don't have that. So that's something you can do. You can wildcraft. Lots of your local weeds like dandelions, they are super healthy for you. The old timers, every winter, they would drink like this really bitter concoction from dandelion and the bitters, they called them. And it would clean out all the muck from the heavy eating that we do at the holiday time and winter and when we're not so active. And it really is very healthy. So many of these are very good. You can use them for food. You can find them in cities. They're free. And you
but
just
again, have... they've been sprayed.
Yes, but they're not subjected. They have been sprayed, but they're not as bad as what you're getting at the grocery store that has vaccine platforms in them.
Right, right. So. Well, yeah, we know that even with our wheat, you know, there's been a lot going on with, you know, just in recent years, people have suddenly come down with gluten intolerance. And I don't think it's gluten intolerance. I think it's the fact that before the wheat is harvested, planes come down and spray it with glyphosate, you know, 2 days before they harvest it. So you're automatically getting that, whether you want it or not. Even non-GMO stuff can be sprayed with glyphosate. So, and they're doing that deliberately. So,
yeah, I know. I live in the glyphosate capital of the world. I'm surrounded by thousands of acres of synthetic biology farming, commercial farming. And I have this little organic farm, and like my beans and peas get about 2 feet tall every year. And then they come over and spray, and then they're mutated. And sometimes they survive, sometimes they don't. This year, I'm covering them. I have turned all my raised beds into greenhouses. So they will be in a greenhouse, so they will not get sprayed. I mean, there will be some spray in the air. Another thing I think I'd like to mention, if you don't mind, it's kind of off script, but I think it's something you should know about. So there is this new, many of you have probably heard about Plum Island. There is this new bioweapon facility in Manhattan, Kansas, and it has an insectary. So this summer I had a tornado, and I went out. I don't know if it was before or after the tornado, quite frankly, but it was really humid, and it was like near sunset, and all these little beetles were like dive bombing me. They were the size of the head of a old fashioned stick pin. And I went inside because who wants to be dive bombed? There was just swarms of them. Like, I couldn't even tell you how many. It was just swarms. The sky was just black with them. And I go out the next morning, and my garden is almost gone. There were a few things like my squash that made it through. But like, I went out to my kale and my greens and all that, gone. And so there were these little tiny bugs, and they were rainbow. They were black, but they had a rainbow shell on them. Like I said, about the size of the head of a stick pin. And I go, I don't know what those things are. So I look, and they are scarab beetles. Scarab beetles from like Egypt. And I'm thinking, because they have that insectary in Manhattan, Kansas. And then I find out that the scarab beetle now there is a patent on it to the god Khafre, which is the god of, I don't know, some Egyptian god. And as Christians, we're not supposed to eat food offered to idols, but this is dedicated to a god, an Egyptian god. And that's what they're putting in the food that the UN wants us to eat at the grocery store. So you need to know that. They're not going to put it on the labeling. At least I don't think so, at least for now. But I think that's important for Christians to know.
Jonathan just sent a note, and I just missed it. So, sorry. He had a question or comment. Anybody else have a question or comment? We're down to about 5 minutes, so.
I have a question.
Okay, David?
Yeah. There's all this stuff about chemtrails and all this other things. Mm-hmm. It just seems like I mean, there's also these things with drones going on. I thought Trump was going to talk about what was going on with the drones within a day or two of his going into office. But up to this point, I haven't heard anything. I don't know. Do you know anything about that? Is there anything tied to this? I mean, it just seems like that and this massive surge of all of these pharmaceuticals. I work at part-time in a grocery store, and a lot of the kids that I know, almost all of them, are on antidepressants, anti-anxiety medications. It's like all of these things are like a massive bombardment in just about every area, you know, especially the young people, not to mention how it makes them susceptible to just be drawn to their phones.
Yeah, that's part of the whole Bentov and the Bentov gateway process. And also there's a big revival. It sounds like something from the 60s, but to put hallucinogens, give hallucinogens like LSD, magic mushrooms, this and that for kids and for many medical. So you're going to see that. It was in the journals for the last few years. Once it hits the journals, sometimes it's immediate, sometimes it's a couple years later, you're going to see that. The drones, I started getting really aggressive because I've been following the drones, as you would expect, for decades. And so when I started just pounding it on X about the drones, that it's an inside job, the government. I mean, I watched the DOD briefing and the guy said, well, we know what they are. And he had a cocky smile and he said, but we're not going to tell you what it is. Well, I knew because I had been following the technology. So I just I just blanketed X in December, you know, this like maybe 3 to 5 posts with articles that I had done with the link from DARPA on their various drone projects. And what did they do? Like two weeks later, DARPA like changes their website. They sanitize their website, which means all of those links that I have collected for all of those years are now dead links. I mean, yes, I can find it if I dig hard enough. And then I got kind of shadow banned on X. So they didn't want people to talk about the drones.
What did you discover that they were?
They're DARPA projects. There's different ones. They've been doing them for decades, like I said, and I've been covering it for decades, going into great detail. But they don't want people to know. And so I was the one that got censored because I was bringing it out and they didn't want people to know. So they just scrambled and between censorship and changing the website, it made the problem go away.
I think I saw Trump do a press conference or answer someone's question about that. And it was anticlimactic, to say the least. He just said that they were some are government projects, some are personal, you know, individuals, and it's no big deal. So that was, you know, he just kind of blew the whole thing off, and anticlimactic, to say the least, because this was his big drone disclosure, and basically nothing to see here. So anyway, excuse me, we are not going to get to our last topic, unfortunately, because we're down to a minute. But which was, we were going to talk about smart cities and land grabs and climate change and all of that. So I'm going to direct you to Celeste's website, which is CelestialReport2.com, CelestialReport2.com. And Celeste, I'm going to give you the last minute. Tell us what they'll find there.
Well, you can subscribe and help me. Help support my work, or you can avail yourself of the videos and the free articles. I do put this has been a 2-year process of getting everything in one website that's hardened. And it will be here as long as we have internet, which may only be till the end of the year. There will be a new internet by the end of the year that is run by AI. So at least for now, it's here. And if I ask, I answer questions, I do have community meetings. And so you're all welcome to join me anytime, or if you have any questions. And as far as the land grabs, it like LA, it was direct energy weapons. I do not believe that it will be, they will be able to rebuild. According to the UN map that was under my free articles, you see it in red and yellow, it is a no human zone. And that comes from the UN Convention on Biodiversity, that they have already designated that as a no human zone, or most of America is, except for a few indigenous population areas. So,
Well, that's going to be a whole topic for a whole other day, I'm afraid.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Well, thank you, Celeste. I appreciate it. Hope we didn't blow all your minds too badly. There's a lot of information there and a lot to dig into at CelestialReport2.com, CelestialReport2.com. Next week, Dr. Mike will be with you. I'll be working on the road, but I will be back in 2 weeks with another great guest for you. So tell your friends and plan to join us. We'll see you then. God bless.